This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. We want to start our day by going to the Bible and hearing from God, because God wants to be involved in your life today. He's not just airy-fairy spiritual truth and theology. God is real. He is personal. And He wants to be in a living relationship with you that doesn't just wait for you to say some kind of pious platitudes to Him in prayer on a Sunday morning. No, He wants to be in your everyday, totally involved in your life. And that's why He speaks right into our lives and why we take this time every weekday morning to kind of set our minds for the day the best way possible by getting God's perspective on our lives. All this week, we're asking the question, where are you headed in life? That's a pretty significant question, isn't it? Yesterday, we asked the first question that helps us answer that question. We talked yesterday about what is your preferred future and what are you willing to sacrifice to achieve it? The question I want to ask you today, and I hope you'll write this down again and think through it throughout the day, is this. What is God's preferred future for your life? And have you embraced it? What is God's preferred future for your life? And have you embraced it? And the Bible talks so much about what God wants for us and for our lives. And I want to take you to one of those things that's one of the big chunks that we need to consider as we think about God's purpose for our life. And that is in the book of Acts, chapter 1, Jesus' final conversation with His followers right before He went back to be with the Father in heaven, after He's died and risen from the dead and spent a few weeks with His followers. This is what He says as they're all gathered together with Him. He tells them, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." This was Jesus' preferred future for His followers. Our identity in His mind is that we will be His witnesses wherever we go, whether it's right around where we live, we end up moving somewhere else, whatever we do. As He gave His disciples the Great Commission, He said to them, "As you go, make disciples of all the nations." Well, this is Jesus' design for your life, to be His witness. I wonder if you have embraced that. Sometimes when we think about our preferred future for our lives, it's all about, you know, where we want to be financially, what kind of house we'd like to live in, we'd like to be able to travel, we'd like to be able to do this and that. And all of those are kind of what would make us feel good, right? And when we look at Jesus' preferred future for us, it's a preferred future that's outward focused. So when the Apostle Paul begins unpacking what the Christian life should look like for us, he says that God has given each one of us spiritual gifts. That is, a way that He works through us in the lives of other people. And every one of us is made differently with different spiritual gifts to impact people in different ways. But God's plan for your life, God's preferred future for you, is that you would grow more and more into someone who is outward focused. Not just thinking, what would make me feel good in the future, but thinking, how can my life make a difference in other people's lives in the future? Well, have you embraced that? Have you made it a part of your life's mission, not only to get ahead in life, but how you can impact other people in life? I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.